Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Steve Scott, Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer at Cray. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks very much. Glad to be talking with you, Allison.
So, Steve, we've had Cray on the program a few times before, but why don't you just start with an introduction of Cray for those folks in the audience that might not be up to speed with the focus of your company?
Well, Cray is known as the supercomputing company. We build computational tools to solve our customers' most challenging problems, selling both into the government space and the commercial space. Traditionally, we've done simulation and modeling systems, so high-performance computing systems, but in recent years, we've branched out and increasingly are selling systems into the analytics space, data analytics, as well as high-performance storage.
Now, I know that Cray and Intel have a long history of collaboration. I know that you are delivering some systems to the marketplace that are cutting new ground in terms of supercomputing capability as well. Can you tell me about what you're bringing to the market?
Well, in the next couple of months, we will be shipping large numbers of Knights Landing Xeon Phi processors to two of the flagship systems in the Department of Energy, the Trinity system at Los Alamos National Lab and the CORI system at NERSC, the National Energy Research Supercomputing Center.
Tell me a little bit about why Knights Landing made sense as part of a Cray solution.
Cray's strategy is to deliver adaptive supercomputing systems. We build an infrastructure with packaging and power and cooling, with interconnect, with system management and operating system software, and into that infrastructure we can incorporate different computing technologies that are tailored for diverse applications. We have a wide set of customers, they have a wide set of applications, and so we need to have a variety of computational tools that we can bring to bear to optimize for the different workloads. The new Knights Landing processors provide very high floating point performance. They also provide very high memory bandwidth with their on-package memory. Now, not all applications are going to be better with the Knights Landing processors, but some are, and so what we want to do is fill out our complement of processing technologies to provide good solutions across that spectrum.
Now, I should say Knights Landing is the code name for the latest generation of the Xeon Phi processors that Intel has delivered to the market. I know that you also deliver a tremendous amount of software innovation for the solutions that you deliver to the marketplace. Can you tell me a little bit about how you've injected highly parallel compute structures into your solutions to take advantage of the many cores of Knights Landing?
Well, Cray actually has more software engineers than hardware engineers. People often think of us as a hardware company because we deliver systems. But we've got decades of experience delivering operating systems and programming environments, including compilers and libraries and performance tools. And our programming environments are actually ideally suited for the sorts of innovations that have appeared in the latest Xeon Phi processors. Cray pioneered vector systems with very high memory bandwidth in the 1970s and 80s, so going back decades. These are systems that have very, very high memory bandwidth as well as vector instruction sets. We're one of the pioneers in massively parallel processing, so we've got a lot of experience with scaling codes up and building programming environments, both compilers, libraries, and tools that allow people to use parallelism effectively. So the Knights Landing processor has a large core count, it has wide vector units, and it has very high memory bandwidth. So it's really a natural fit for the sorts of machines that Cray has historically targeted with both our operating systems and programming environments.
You talked a little bit about the early implementations of integration of the new Xeon Phi processors into Cray deployments. Why don't you tell me why those particular supercomputers are excellent choices for this new update?
Well, both Los Alamos National Lab and NERSC have a lot of very sophisticated computational scientists, and they've got a wide variety of applications that they're trying to execute as part of their mission. So they've done analysis looking at the trends in computing and their set of workloads, and they've determined that they have codes that will work particularly well on Knights Landing. In part, what they're doing is they're looking to the future, and they're looking to how we will build ever more energy-efficient processors and systems, how we'll take advantage of emerging memory technologies and memory hierarchies that bring some or all of the memory onto the package with the compute cores, and they're seeing Knight's Landing as a step in that direction.
You talked a little bit about the early implementations of where you're aiming the new Xeon Phi processors. Can you tell me more broadly what markets you think this product is going to play in?
Cray is best known for selling computers into the government markets, large universities, research centers, weather centers, government labs. But increasingly, we're selling systems into the commercial space as well. In particular, we're targeting the oil and gas industry, the upstream processing, exploration, and production, think seismic processing, for example. Financial services is an area that does a lot of high-performance computing, so risk analysis, pricing, algorithmic testing, et cetera. Manufacturing and life sciences are two other areas we're targeting. So while the majority of our business is still in the government and research space, a growing percentage is now in the commercial space as well, and we see both Xeon and Xeon Phi style processors having a play in those spaces.
Can you comment a little bit about what else Cray is looking at in terms of driving the next crank on HPC capability?
Well, when we look forward to the coming decade, we are thinking about two main issues, and they both relate to changing technology trends. The first is how to make more power-efficient processors. For the past decade or so, improvements in power efficiency have not been keeping up with Moore's Law, the so-called end of Dennard scaling. And the community has been turning to different techniques to try to make processors more power efficient. Knight's Landing is part of that. GPU computing is another part of that. So that's one thing that's very important to us, is looking at processor technologies that are going to continue to improve architecturally on performance per watt, power efficiency. The other thing that's happening from a technology perspective is that data motion is continuing to become more and more expensive relative to computation. So we're looking very seriously at memory architectures that can minimize data motion and provide a more power-efficient electrical path over which to load data. So moving the memory system onto the package, like is starting to happen and is done in the Knight's Landing processor, that's something that we think is going to be increasingly important. We're also looking at the storage hierarchy and interconnects as targets for making improvements in terms of exploiting data locality and reducing data motion as well. So it's not just the processor or node technology that's important.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure. If folks want to find out more about Cray's supercomputing solutions, where should they go to find out more information?
Well, I'd say the first place to go is cray.com on the web, and you'll be able to find lots of pointers there, download some information, and, of course, be able to make contact with the Cray and account executive to find out more if you want to dig a little deeper.
Thanks so much for being on the program today, Steve. We'd love to have you back again soon.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.